And you are listening to the Texas Standard. I can't believe it. It was a year ago tomorrow that Amazon announced that it was buying Whole Foods. It just doesn't seem that long ago. There's a flurry of interest about what it could mean for the country's biggest online retailer to get involved in the grocery business. But one year on, how has it all panned out, or at least, how has it worked out so far? Sebastian Herrera has been looking into all this. He covers business and technology for the Austin American Statesman. Sebastian, thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So how is Whole Foods different now that it's under the Amazon umbrella?
So the main change that has happened at Whole Foods in the past year, and I guess what Amazon has mainly concentrated on, has to do with prices. The first thing that they did when they officially took over in August was lower some prices of Whole Foods items. Up to even a month ago, they made some more moves regarding prices. They launched a discount program for Amazon Prime members at Whole Foods. It adds 10% off of what stuff that's already on sale. You know, that said, while they have had price drops, our analysis and even other research groups show it's been like less than 10%. So it hasn't been that significant, but...
Well, what about the shopper's experience? If you go inside a Whole Foods store, does it feel like the old Whole Foods store, or is it sort of Amazon-y and you can buy Kindles and stuff like that?
So for the most part, it feels the same way. If you, you know, you walk in the grocery store, it has the same feel, has the same, most of the same products. The biggest difference when you can walk in is there's, you know, blue Amazon signs around, and they do sell Amazon products like, you know, Kindles and
Echoes
and products like that.
I remember when this happened, and in the industry, there was this feeling that Amazon taking over Whole Foods, this would rewrite the rules for the industry, that everyone else would be trying to play some kind of catch-up here. Has that happened?
Now, the reality is that going into the partnership, Amazon and Whole Foods only controlled, combined, less than 2% of the grocery
marketplace.
Right. You know, they still have a long way to go to catch up. Now, there has been some signs that they're making progress. Like, for example, United Natural Foods, which is Whole Foods' biggest supplier, they just announced last month that the during their earnings that their sales to Whole Foods has increased by 24% year to year. So that's kind of a sign of some growth. And then there's different data out there, like there's this analytics group called Dasso's Group. They track like movement based on cell phone location data, and they've shown that a year over year, foot traffic at Whole Foods has increased by about 3%. So there is some signs that they're, you know, making gains, but it's all in retrospective to to their competitors.
But what about those competitors? If you think about like the HEBs of the world and the Krogers of the world, and you know, some of the other big supermarket Targets now in the grocery business, has this had any impact?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely been movement within the past year in the industry. So you mentioned Target and HEB, which is based in San Antonio.
Right.
They've both bought delivery companies. So Target, in December, they bought a grocery delivery company named Shipt.
Right, perfect.
And HEB, just a few months ago in February, bought Favor, which is a food delivery company based in Austin. So that's, they've gotten into the e-commerce space in that way. And then there's even been, you know, the huge players like Walmart expanding their grocery delivery and making different moves within the e-commerce space, even testing out robots at their stores for inventory.
Wow.
You know, without a doubt, there's companies have not been idle since this, since this all happened.
Right. Do you have a sense that Amazon has done what they want to with Whole Foods, or are we just seeing the beginning of a much bigger transformation?
So it's really hard to know because Amazon is so closely guarded with what they're doing behind the scenes. What they've always seemed to focus on, and when you talk to different analysts that cover this industry, pricing is a really big deal to them. And it seems like their main concentration is that Amazon Prime world. They have more than 100 million Amazon Prime members signed up.
Huge success.
So it's only natural that they're trying to combine that business of Amazon Prime into Whole Foods. You know, they started grocery delivery at Whole Foods as well. So I think people are definitely expecting, you know, more innovation to happen. I mean, this is Amazon we're talking about. But I think what they've done so far, my sense of talking to customers, is that they've liked it more than not liked it. Because a lot of customers were actually fearful. A lot of Whole Foods customers are actually a little scared when this happened, that the type of foodie organic culture at Whole Foods might not change the experience.
So they'd
rather, from the customers I've talked to, for the most part, they'd rather it go slowly, you know, and for them to make all the moves correctly than to, you know, just completely change everything at Whole Foods.
Nice and easy does it, as they say. Sebastian Herrera is a business and technology reporter for the Austin American Statesman. Sebastian, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.